没听过，它叫做漏斗人生观。
Today, my topic is kind of an exchange. It's called the life value through a funnel.
你可能很奇怪，这是讲什么东西吧？
Yeah, you may wonder what's about, what's it about?
说我不是老是出新点子，所以我现在发给每个人一个东西。
Now I'm going to pass on to each of you something.
这个东西呢，就是一个小漏斗。
As you may be recognize, you may recognize it is a funnel.
每个人拿一个，
So each one just get one, okay, just take one.
不是一个玩具，It's not a toy。
It's not a toy.
不要把它浪费掉，这是我传福音的一个道具。
Don't waste it. Don't waste it.
拿来拿。现在请他们这样子发，你们两位发给每个人拿一个。
So take one.
六位，这是传福音的一个道具啊。
This is my instrument to spread the gospel.
一个小漏斗。呀，很可爱的一个小漏斗，但是里面包含很深刻的一个意义。
Yeah, it's a small funnel, but it has deep meaning.
这样，这样子我可以看到你。
Yes.
OK，读着非常有意思的一篇讲道。
I think it's a very interesting lecture.
我就想到，我们平常常常讲。人生的三观，
Yeah, I often talk about the three perspectives of life. So, 三观 is a Chinese-specific word. We don't have an English equivalent, but it can translate as three foundational beliefs. Or three fundamental values, or three perspectives, something like that. But different people has different 三观 or different three perspectives.
这人生的三观，就是价值观、世界观和人生观。
The three perspectives are the value, or worldview and life perspective.
当我们讲到价值观的时候，我们是用人这个看法，认为是有价值的东西。
So, Davis, I mean, from the worldview, values is whatever brings values in this world.
或者是一件事情，或者是一个人。
It may be a thing, it may be something, or it may be a people, a person.
我觉得是很有价值。
Yeah, some people may feel, oh, I'm very valuable.
我人采取这个态度是什么呢？
So, what people's view on it?
越多越好。
Yeah, the world's view is more is better.
要把它收集起来，越多越好。
They want to connect as many, as much as possible.
很可怕，很多时候，我以前给一个人讲，他不懂，那就。
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, once that somebody who really doesn't understand this matter.
他领着孩子走路，看到路旁边有好多野花长出来。
He was walking with his child. He saw a lot of wildflowers along the way.
Yeah. 所以他就叫小孩子捡了捡了，小孩子就跑去把花全部捡下来。
Yeah, he told his son, "Oh, pick up those flowers. They're so beautiful." So the child just pick up those flowers, all those flowers.
我说不可以啊，
I told the dad, "Don't do that."
他还不会，为什么不可以？
Why not?
我喜欢，我拿回去帮着我捡。
Yeah, so I like it, so I can put it in my house.
呀，这我们也中国历代呀，这个要说诗歌里头要常常讲啊，要把。喜欢的东西要带回去，听了的，呀，这个杜鹃花啊，他需要摘回去拿回去啊。
Yeah, in Chinese culture, through generations, we want to bring beautiful things to back to home.
非常自私的一个观点。
Yeah, it is really selfish.
以前的有权利的。人好像是军人，特别是军人，都不止一个太太。
Now, before. So those people who are in power, particularly the military leaders, they have more than one wife.
他喜欢的女人，他都带回去。
He just took those women they liked home as their wife.
没有想到人的感受。
But didn't even think the other party's feeling.
他认为好的，他要拿到。
He just took whatever he likes.
这就是人的价值观，
Yeah, that's actually most people's
越多越好。
most people's perspective values. More is better.
人的世界观是什么呀？
What is the world view?
人的世界观，尽情的享受。
Yeah, in this world, people's world view is to enjoy to the fullest.
这一切都是老天为我们预备的，我们要享受。
Yeah, since this is given by God, let's enjoy.
今日有酒今日醉啊！
Yes, we just drink up to until we're drunk, since we have wine today.
有时候叫一桌子的菜吃了，把它丢掉了，剩下就丢掉了。
Yeah, you often see people order a full table of dishes. And eat some, then throw away all the remaining.
他说：“人生就是活着一次，
Yeah, because they think we only have one life to live.
所以要尽情的享受。
So why we don't enjoy to its fullest?
而讲到人生观的话呢，
When we talk about life perspective,
大部分的人是好逸，好劳，好逸。”勿劳，
Most people, they love comfort, hate hard work.
这个就是也许是天性的关系啊，就
Yeah,
是
this is most likely nature.
你们还记得我们小的时候，如果在学校有服务的，有 volunteer 的工，挑的最浅、最轻省的。
Yeah, I don't know whether you remember when we were little. I mean, for children at school, when they are asked to do some volunteer works, you can see most people just choose the easiest one to do.
走路要走最短的，
When they take a walk, they pick the shortest distance.
他都学他最轻的。
Have the care of something, have then carry the lightest one.
这就是人的人生观。
Yeah, that's people's life perspective.
你要去挑那个和这人性相反的，人家笑你是傻子。
If you make a choice that's opposite to people's view, they say, oh, this people, he must be stupid,
这美国
foolish.
人很注意草地啊，美国人还就注意这 lawn，他们种的是草地。
Yeah, if you pay attention, if you look at the lawns by many Americans.
但是有的时候，我们中国人不管这个下车以后，走过他们的草地，
Yeah, many of us, many of Chinese, they just walk over the lawn.
迪哥走一远一点，就是不要踩人家的草地啊。
So they don't just walk around on the road, they just walk straight through on the lawn.
这个劲呢？你不走傻瓜的走近路，
Yeah,
要走这么远路。
because it's short. So you are foolish, why you have to take the long way?
这就是我们人生观了。
That's you can call yeah, that's
好
life
逸
perspective.
恶劳。
Yeah, love, comfort, hate, neighbor.
能偷懒的时候。就偷懒了，从小到老，哎呀，
From childhood to old, just whenever you can escape some neighbor, we just do people do it.
很多人有钱了以后，他就请佣人来做工，自己都不做了。
Many people, when they become rich, they don't want to do this anymore. They hire people to do it for them.
没有钱的人去服侍人的。有钱的人坐在那呀，
People without much money, they serve, and people with money, they enjoy other people to serve them.
所以我们形容有钱的人的时候是吧？胖子啊，很少活动了。
So that's why we say many people. And the rich guys have a very big tummy because they don't have so much movement around.
没有钱的人瘦了。
People who has the money can look slender, yeah.
但是我们信耶稣的人，谁的儿女，我们的三观完全不一样。
But as a Christian, our three perspectives are totally different.
什么是基督徒的价值观呢？
So, what is the values for Christian?
基督徒的价值观。在马太福音第16章里头，马可
So,
福音第8章、路加福音第9章都有记载这个有一件事。
yeah, it's recorded in all the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, yeah.
怎么说呢？这个地方，如果你愿意找出来念着看也很好。马太福音第16章。26节，这个地方讲，人若是赚的全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还是能拿什么去换生命呢？
So in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 26.
马太福音十
Yeah.
六章二十
So
七
if
节。
you find it, you can read it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in change of his soul?
人若是赚的全世界，你能赚到全世界吗？
Even if you earn the whole world, are you able to own the whole world? But if you own the whole world, what benefit do you get from it?
就算你赚到全世界，你赔上自己的生命。
Yeah, if you have to give away your own life.
这有什么益处呢？
What is the value?
人还能拿什么东西去换生命呢？
So what you can use to change for your life?
所以，如果一个基督徒，一个神的儿女，他的一生拼命的去做工，去赚钱，越赚越多，让他心里面得到满足，这种的人生观，不是基督徒的人生观。
Yeah, if a Christian work for all his might to make the most of money and to satisfy his soul, that's not real Christian. That's not a Christian's values.
基督徒的人生观，不是注重在今生，而是注意来生、永生。
A Christian life perspective is not on this world. Not on next word, but on eternal word.
因为这个生命很短，几十年过去了。
This life is short, scores of dozens of years. Then you pass away.
我妈妈活到110天。
My mom lived a good 100 years plus 10 days.
最后被谁截去啊？
Then God took her.
多长是长的？我们基督徒有的时候祝福，哦，就健康生命。健康快乐，要多活动，这是我们基督徒的人生观吧，价值观吧。
So, our Christians will also often exchange blessings to each other. Good health, long life. Is that really a Christian's life perspective?
这一切都要过去啊。
Everything will be passed away.
我们看重的是来生，是永生。
What we value is really after this life. It is eternal life.
有一天，我们要回到天上和神在一起，直到永远。
One day go back to Lord to be with Lord forever.
所以，花你的时间。准备今生是不智慧的一件事情。
Yeah, it's unwise to spend the most of your life to prepare for this life. It's not wise.
我们要多花时间准备我们的永生。
We want to spend more life prepare for eternity.
什么是基督徒的世界观呢？
Yeah, what is a Christmas life value?
正好像我们刚刚说的，不管这世界多么好，有一天都会过去。
As I just mentioned, no matter how good is this world, it will phase out.
总是有一天要消灭，
One day it will disappear.
因为圣经已经告诉我们，有一天有新天和新地要降下来。
Because the Bible says so. One day there's new world, new heaven, and a new earth where come down.
第一次，因为人的罪恶，神用洪水灭了世界。
God destroyed the world with water. That's the first destruction of the world.
谁说以后不再用洪水灭世界？
God said, I will not destroy the world again with water.
但世界圣经告诉我们说，神说将来他要用火。消灭这个世界。
But God says that one day he will destroy this world with fire.
火要烧掉这个世界。
It will burn everything out.
就在这个启示录里头，都告诉我们。
It is recorded in Revelation.
有一次我们去这个中东这个 Dubai 啊，
多半页。Once，
有去那里去旅游了。
I went to Dubai for vacation.
因为我儿子的时候在中东出差，在阿坝，
Because
所以我和师母我们去看他们，他带我们去到这个。就爸去玩了，看一看。
Once I went my wife, your 师母 to Dubai because their son were working there at that time.
如果你还没有去过，你看看网上照的照片。
If you didn't have a chance to go, you can see the pictures there.
实在太漂亮了。
It's so beautiful, beyond your imagination.
但是那个地方本来是沙漠地带，
But that place was a desert.
什么都没有。
It's full of emptiness, full of nothing.
他们用这一砖一瓦，这用这个手再去把它把这个地方盖起来，那世界最好的地方了。
Yeah, they just use their hands, the beauty from brick and mortar, and to make it the world's most beautiful place.
实在是非常美丽的一个，
Yeah, it's stunning.
但它以前都是沙漠，什么都没有。
Yeah, it was totally desert, sand.
所以等于这一切都是拿钱把它垒起来的，
It's just they build it with money.
因为它产生石油了，这很有钱了。
Because Arab countries. They're very rich because they have oil trails, the oil deposit in their ground.
所以我们在看的时候，我心里面就忽然之间想到圣经警告我们的话：火要把这一切都烧掉。
When I saw those beautiful things, I was deeply touched, but also reminded me from my heart one day. God will burn everything down to ashes.
不信的人可能不相信。有一天都会被火烧掉。
Therefore, people who do not believe, they don't believe this will happen.
但是我们信耶稣的人，我们要记得，
But as a follower of Christ, we need to be aware of that.
我们的结局是在永生，不是在今生。
Our end is not here, is not this life, but eternity.
这个世界都要过去，
Yeah, the world will be passing away.
在主耶稣基督里，我们要到永永远远。
Yeah, but we will be with Jesus Christ forever.
所以，这是我讲的，想到基督徒的这个价值观、世界观。来讲到基督徒的人生观是怎么回事？
So we talk about the values and the world perspective of a Christian. So how about what is the life perspective, life values?
所以我们这个娑婆团契，这老人家在常常讲，不可以做三等公民。
In our elders fellowship, we often talk about we don't want to be a third-class citizen.
Yeah，三等公民，third-class student，这个 citizens，
Yes,
yeah，
third-class citizens, yes.
third class，什么 third class？等吃，等睡，等死。
Yeah, in Chinese, sanden actually means kind of, we can also translate it as wait, wait, wait. One, two, three, right? So wait, wait, wait. Wait for food, wait for bed, and wait for death.
做基督徒，我不可以等，等这三样。
But as Christian, we shall not wait for these three things.
呀，感谢主，我们的人生观完全不一样。
Thank
我们要
Lord.
准备我们自己，为这个永恒、永远、永生来准备自己。
Yeah, thank Lord. Our life perspective is totally different. We prepare ourselves for eternity, to live forever.
所以在加拉太这个哥罗西书里头有几句话，哥罗西，
In the book of Corinthians,
有几句话告诉我们说，在第三章，哥罗西书第三章。
Corinthians chapter 3,
第一节到第十一节，《哥罗西书》第三章第一节到十一节。
from verse 1 to verse 11. Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 11.
呀，我来请弟兄们念单数节，姐妹们念双数节，弟兄们。
I want the brothers to read the single verses and the sister read the even verses. Yes.
弟兄们，先念第一节来，请。再见了。
Yes. Okay.
谢谢呀，这个地方告诉我们说，我们在耶稣基督里不再是我，我已经死了，活在我里面的基督活着。
Yeah, here it tells us. It tells us we are not ourselves anymore. That old self died. One lived within us is Jesus.
我们像耶稣基督的活，我们要像耶稣基督，
Yeah, we live like Jesus.
所以，我们活的目的，第一个是要荣耀神。
So our life's purpose, number one, is to glorify God.
哥林多前书第十章，哥林多前书第十章。31节，
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31.
他怎么说呢？他说：“所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。”第十章，
Chapter 10.
31节。哥林多前书，
Okay, First Corinthians
哥林
chapter
多前
10.
书，
Yes, 10 verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do it all for the glory of God. Yeah, we live our whole life to glorify God.
还要做什么呢？在以弗所书第四章里边告诉我们说，以弗所书第四章，
In Book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第12节。
Verse 12.
以弗所书第四章第12节，他怎么说？为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
所以保罗解释给大家听，教会就是基督的身体。
So Paul explained to the church that church is Jesus' body.
我们就是身体上的各个部分。
We are a member of a body.
我们干什么呢？谁赐给教会有牧师？有。使徒有先知，有牧师，有教师。
God bless the church with a pastor, a disciple, a teacher, a prophet,
还有传福音的，
and people who share gospels.
我要帮助每一个信徒各尽其职。
It's to the benefit of each one of us that we serve in our role and our duty.
换句话说，谁赐了特别的恩赐给使徒、先知、牧师，像这个传福音的之外，每一个人都有我们的恩赐，不同的恩赐。
Other than gifts to pastor, to disciples, to prophet, to teachers, to each one of us, God give gifts.
一方面，我们荣耀神而活；第二方面，我们要尽我们的责任，尽我们一切的力量，做到神要我们做的事情。
So we have the capability to live a life that glorifies God, and we have the capability to fulfill our duties and to serve each other.
谁说？耶稣说：“我们遵行他的命令。”就是爱他。
Jesus said, "You follow my command is how is that is love to me."
然后，第三个要紧的事情，就是耶稣给我们一个大使命。
The third important thing is that it's a great mission from Jesus.
在马太福音28章那个地方告诉我们说。
In Book of Matthew, chapter 28.
马太福音28章第18节到20节，他告
Chapter
诉我们
28,
说
verse 18 to 20.
：“天上地下所有的这个权柄都已经交给耶稣基督。”
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus.
所以，他凭这个权柄，叫我们去世界各个地方领人来归主，变成他的门徒。
Through the authorization, Jesus commanded each one of us, command all his followers to spread the gospel to the world, to call the His chosen ones to follow him.
换句话说，如果我们是谁的儿女，是信耶稣的人，我们有这个责任，到世界每一个地方去，把福音传给那些没有听过的人。
So as a follower of Christ, we have the obligation to spread the gospel to the world, to everyone.
不好意思，我问你一个问题啊，你信耶稣多久了？
So I want to ask you, how many years, how long have you been believing Jesus?
你向多少人传过福音？
How many people did you share gospel?
有人说我不是牧师啊，牧师传福音。
Some people may think, oh, I'm not a pastor, it's a pastor's job.
传福音是我们每个人的责任。
No, that's not true. It is everyone's responsibility to spread gospel.
除了我们每个人的责任之外，他还选选别的人，给他特别的恩赐，叫他去别的地方传福音。
Yeah, God also chose some people, give them special talents to spread the gospel at a special area.
大家都知道我有两个儿子啊，
You know, I have two sons.
老大 David，老二 Steven，
David and Stephen.
一个是旧约，一个是新约。
One name is from Old Testament, another one is from New Testament.
对，旧约这个 David 的老大，他4岁的时候，6岁的时候，还是4岁的时候。他为了做什么？别人小孩都不知道。他说他要做医生。
Yeah, old one is David. When he was 4 years old, or maybe 6 years old, when asking, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" He said, "I want to be a doctor."
他长大以后，他花了好多时间去读了一个2个博士，一个医学博士，一个。另外一个生物博士，
When he grew up, he went to school. He actually got two PhDs. One is a medical PhD and one is a biology PhD.
他是生物的博士，是研究一个细胞，是癌细胞。
The biology PhD is for studying cancer cell.
他毕业的时候，我就告诉他说：“我说你这很好啊，你将来开一个小儿科的。”这个癌症的专科，一定赚很多钱了。
I told him, "Oh, that's good. Yeah, maybe you can consider to open a clinic for children's cancer treatment. Yeah, you can make a lot of money."
他说：“我不要钱，他不仅他不能忍受看见孩子得癌症，他死掉，他不能忍受。”
He told me, "Father, I don't want money. But I cannot bear to see those children suffer and die from cancer."
我说他你要干什么？他是要全这个家庭科，就家庭医生，做家庭医生。
Yeah, he said he wants to be a family doctor.
他不要不只是看小孩，他看妇女，他看壮年，他看老年人，什么人他都要看。
So he will not only treat the children, but the woman or man, an old man.
后来我才搞清楚啊，他要去传道、传福音的。
Later on, he want to go to be a preacher to spread the gospel.
他跑到中国，山西，太原是不是山西啊？
Then he traveled all the way to China, to Taiyuan, that is the provincial capital of Shanxi province.
跑到山西去传福音。
He went all the way to Shanxi.
全家带着老小都去了。
He took all his families with his children to Shanxi.
传了几年以后，又跑到云南去传福音。
Yeah, after a few years, they moved to Yunnan province to spread the gospel.
谁给他这样子一个负担，让他去把传福音，借着看病传福音给人？
God put this the burden in his heart that through the treatment of his sick, he spread gospels.
后来，政府改变就这个计策，就把他们都赶回来了。
Later on, the Chinese government they changed their policy and they tightened their policy, so they are basically they have to move out.
他这有谁特别的一个托付？但是传福音是我们每一个人的责任。
God gave David this special feelings and these talents to spread his gospel, but spreading gospel is every one of us duty.
所以，这个大使命，马太福音28章告诉我说，我们要去，使万国的人都来信耶稣。
Yeah, so that's a great mission in Matthew chapter 28. God just want us all go out and spread the gospel so more people can come believe in him.
所以，我是做了几个结论的，一个。就是说，传福音是传谁的爱？
Here I have a summarized these few points. First is that sharing the gospel is sharing love.
约翰福音3章16节，
We know that from John 3:16.
谁爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反倒有生。
Yeah, God loved the world that he gave his own son, so whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
我们所传的这个好消息，就是传耶稣的爱。
Yeah, we share the good news is to share Jesus' love.
第二个，传福音是谁的命令？
Sharing gospel is God's command.
我们刚刚讲过，马太福音28章，说我们要去传福音。
We just read the verses in Matthew chapter 28. It command us, it commission us to spread gospel.
第三个，传福音是一个福气，谁给我们的？
Yeah, third point, sharing gospel is a blessing from God.
很多人听到传福音，头已经眉毛已经皱起来了，说：“哎呀，这是苦担一个担子啊。”
Many people, when he heard that they need to spread gospel, they frown, they think it is a burden.
他说：“我不知道怎么传了，啊，
And
很辛苦啊。
they complain, I don't know how to do it, and it's not work.
我传福音是靠谁？靠圣灵，不是靠我们自己。
We need to know that spread gospel is not by our effort, by our ability, but by God's Holy Spirit.
传福音是谁给我们一个特别的福气？”
That's spreading gospel is a special blessing from God.
因为你没有得救，你很难传福音的。
Yeah, if you are not saved, it's hard for you to spread gospel.
是得救以后，你才有这个心智要去传福音。
Only after you are saved, then you will really have the urge and the motivation to spread gospel.
Yeah，所以传福音是一个特别的。权柄特权，
Yeah, the last point, spread gospel is a privilege.
因为谁可以有各种的办法叫人听到福音？
God has many different ways to lead people to hear his good news.
他也可以叫天使去传福音。
He can lead the angels to spread the good news.
但是没有。他把这个责任给他的儿女，
But he gives this to his children.
因为这是一个很大、很特别的一个福气，一个权利。
Because this is a big blessing and it is a privilege.
能够看到一个人带领一个人来信耶稣，看到他得救，心中的快乐是难以形容的。
So it's beyond description of the great joy to see a person get baptized.
所以，总归一句话，我们要重视传福音的重要。
To conclude, we really need to pay particular attention to the importance of spreading the good news.
因为你在罗马书第十章的地方就看到了，罗马书第十章。
Yeah, because in chapter 10 in Book of Rome.
那个地方告诉我说，信道是由听道而来，听道是由传道而来，传道是由受差遣而来。没有人差遣，没有人去传道，没有人传道，他没有办法听到，没有听到，他就不能够信道。
Yeah, in the chapter 10, it says, belief come from hearing the good news. To able to hear this good news, somebody has to spread the good news. For some purpose, but to spread good news, he has to be commissioned. He has to be sent by church.
所以在提摩太后书第四章第二节这个地方，保罗劝提摩太说：“不管得时不得时，你都要传福音。
Yeah, so in Book of Timothy, chapter
”提摩太后书第四章
yeah,
第
chap
二节。
yeah, Second Timothy, chapter 4, verse 2, yeah, Paul said, "Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction."
呀，很多人说我不传福音，因为我在等机会啊，机会到了我就传了。
And many people may think, "Oh, the reason I didn't spread good news is because I'm waiting for my opportunity. When opportunity is here, I will do it."
不是机会的问题，不管得时不得时，我们都要去传福音。
Yeah, but from this verse, we can say we need to do that. Always find a chance to do that, not wait for the right time.
所以到了最后，这个到最后了，我给大家啊，记得我们要有一个漏斗的人生观。
Come back to our funnel. I want to, at the end, I want to remind us for the funnel, the life perspective through a funnel.
我再请大家做一件事情，你有这个事，请你举起来看看。
Raise it if you
还
have.
有那边有
Raise
吗？
it.
大家都有了吧？
So everyone got one, right?
好，好，谢谢呀。这什么意思呢？哎呦，有一次这个好像是西医姐妹，她有这个每天有读经的这个一篇小文章啊，就讲到约旦河。和死海的不同。
Yeah, it reminded me of a brother Xin Yi. She shared a small story. She's more about the Jordan River and the Dead Sea. How is it different?
约旦河不是很大，但是这水一直流不停。
Yeah, Jordan River is not a huge river, but the water never stopped flowing.
但是到死海。虽然它大，但是没有出路，水到里头，死在里头。
But for the Dead Sea, although it's huge, but it's dead.
里边不能够有生物在生长，没有东西。
There's rarely any living organisms in Dead Sea.
呀，讲什么呢，牧师啊？你在讲什么？我就给大家讲啊， 我们要有一个漏斗的这个人生观。
So how is it related? So I just want to remind you, we need to have this life perspective of a funnel.
不是把听的道都听到肚子里头，好像把水都放在一个杯子里头。
We don't want to just listen to the great messages, but just stay in our tummy.
行道胜过听道。
So we need to behave, we need to act.
我要有一个漏斗的人生观，我把听的直接传给别人。
Yeah, like a funnel, when water, a liquid put in, it will pass out and spread out. So the good news can be spread to many more people.
不要把它听来都存在肚子里头，烂掉了。
Don't need rotting in your tummy, but spread out to other people.
漏斗不是一个玩具，也不是一个偶像，让你摆在那个地方看，而是一个提醒我们每一个人，不要闭着嘴巴什么都不讲。我们去退休会，大家很兴奋，照了很多照片，很喜欢。哎呀，兴奋了，又唱诗啊，又祷告了，听了。回来以后，大家要有一个漏斗的人生观。我们听饱了，回来以后分享给别的人。
Yeah, we need to spread out to people. Don't let it to stay within us. So we went to retreat. We feel we are filled with so many good stuff, with wisdom from the Lord. Then we don't want, nothing happened.
我是讲到是不是和这个姐妹对两个小朋友讲到一样啊？拿着道具啊，还有像鞋子一下，哎呦，拿着这个给你们大家看啊，不是啊，希望能够在你的生命里头起一个作用。
I hope this one can remind you, like a sister, the sister's message to the little children. It's not just something for fun. We want you be reminded and to be, to act it out.
现在是6月了，今年2025年已经过了一半了。你在这前一半传过多少福音？
Yeah, now it's already June. We're already halfway through of the year. So in this half year, how many gospels have you spread?
希望就在2025年的后半年。有一个漏斗的人生观，
Yeah.
让你所听的，让你所得到的，让你谁把你赐给你的福气，都借着这个漏斗传给别人。
Hope the second half of the year, we remind ourselves of the final life perspective. What we take from the Lord, from church, we can spread out to more people.
不要回家以后把小漏斗一丢，算了，
I hope you don't just throw it away after go home.
放在一个地方，读经的时候也把它拿来，祷告的时候也把它拿来，提醒你，我们的人生观不是一个封闭的人生观，而是一个漏斗型的，要把这福音要传出去。
So, I hope you don't throw this funnel away after you go home because you feel it's useless. Maybe, but put it somewhere. Maybe when you read your Bible, when you pray, may it remind you that you don't want your life to be a closed circuit, but like a funnel, like pass things out to other people, benefit other people as well.
让神怜悯我们，让我们有一个传福音的心智，因为这是他的旨意。
Yeah, let us have the will to spread out the good news, because this is God's great mission.
让我们一起来祷告啊！
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，赞美你，
Dear Lord, our God Father, we thank you.
因为你爱世人。你甚至把你的独生子赐给我们，
You love the world, you even give your own son to us.
不是我们能爱，是因为你先爱我们。
Because we are able to love, but really you love us first.
你把你的救恩赐给我们，
You give us your salvation.
让我们把你的救恩这个好消息传到世界各个地方。
So we can pass the great news of salvation to every corner of the world,
传给每一个没有听过的人，
to everyone who didn't have a chance to hear.
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们思想我们的周围有没有还没有听福音的朋友，还没有相信你的朋友。
Lord, please help us, open us, open our eyes, so we see that those people who didn't have a chance to hear your great gospel and who did not believe in you yet.
让我们能够借着你的大能，借着你的恩典，能够把这福音传给那些需要的人。
Let us witness your great ability and your grace, and so we can spread out your salvation to whoever hasn't believed in you.
谁呢？除了我们离开你，就不能做什么。
Lord, without you, we cannot do anything.
我们需要你的帮助。
We need your help, Lord.
求你怜悯我们，帮助我们达成你的旨意。
Please, help us have mercy on us in your name, Lord.
愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
May all glory belongs to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen。
Amen.